From July to September of last year, a television crew from New York City embedded with the National Transportation Safety Board's office in Anchorage. Alaska Chief Clint Johnson says the crew got unprecedented access to seven different accidents around the state. When the general public was outside the yellow tape, the camera crew was inside.
I think it's very important to be very transparent the way that we do our investigations. We are a public entity, and I think the public has the right to be able to see exactly how we do our job.
Johnson says the goal of the agency is to investigate accidents and prevent them from happening again. The show is another way for the agency to get those messages out. Alaska had about 80 airplane accidents in 2015, resulting in 22 deaths, according to the Federal Aviation Administration. The Smithsonian Channel is calling the series a documentary, but according to Johnson, to get access, the production company agreed to give NTSB some control over the final content. Johnson says he and members of top NTSB management in Washington, D.C., watched rough cuts of the series.
We had the ability to be able to screen and view and add comments and remove some things to make sure it's not only technically correct, but above all, what we're trying to do is be sympathetic to the families.
All the crashes in the series involved fatalities, often of the pilot. Tim Evans is one of the show's executive producers for the Smithsonian Channel. He says the TV crew was rolling when NTSB talked with grieving family members. He said producers had to get permission to use the footage. They also conducted their own interviews.
The interesting takeaway on working with the family members is all of them were obviously deeply affected and grieving, but each one of them said, you know, this person wanted to fly, and they knew what they're getting into. And it's a terrible tragedy, but they love flying, and they loved Alaska.
Episode descriptions allude to information that hasn't been released to the public. For the Wings of Alaska crash that occurred between Juneau and Hoonah last July, it says, quote, recovered in-flight data reveals an unusual flight path, which might uncover the true cause of the tragedy. NTSB's Johnson says that is accurate information.
It's a factual data dump. We're not saying what probable cause is, and we're specifically trying to stay away from that, but obviously the facts of the case will be portrayed.
Johnson says the crashes in the documentary are still active investigations. Final reports are still months out. But he says any information and supporting documents revealed in the show will be released to the public prior to the show airing.
We need to make sure that all that information is available to the public, not only through the series, but also through the NTSB website. So that's one thing from an administrative standpoint that we need to make sure that we release beforehand. And we're in the process of doing that right now.
The six-part series premieres March 13th with an hour-long episode titled Juneau Flight Down. Other episodes will feature crashes near Trapper Creek, Bethel, Kasilof, Iliamna, Kinnick Arm, and Big Lake. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.